You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Tyler Ditter with a story about a proud moment in parenthood.
One day, Allie Muldrow of Madison realized that she was using some of the same catchphrases on her daughters that her parents used on her. So Muldrow started to think about the kind of person she is versus the kind of person she wants her kids to be able to become. To her surprise, her eldest daughter was right there to help her figure it out. The following story was told at The Moth during an open mic story slam in Madison, where the theme of the night was wonders. Here's Allie Muldrow live at The Moth.
I'm a parent. I'm so much a parent. I have a 2-year-old and a 7-year-old. Right now, I have a pair of leggings in my coat pocket that have pee on them. That's how I'm living my life these days. When I was pregnant with my first daughter, there's all kinds of things you wonder about. You wonder what that person's gonna look like and what they're gonna be like. But there's the one thing you're sure of, and that's that you're not gonna parent like your parents. You're like, I'm gonna be everything that they were not. And I'm gonna do all the things that they were great at, but I'm totally gonna be an evolved, way cooler parent than them. It's interesting how that doesn't work out, you know? That moment when you just hear your mom or dad just come out of your mouth, just like one of their catchphrases. Like, my parents were really into like the rhetorical question, but one that I feel very much shaped me, and I'm sure other people in the audience have had this question: do you want a reason to cry? I am not a crier. I am pretty sure that that question has permanently made me a person that feels there's really never any good reason to cry. However, when I heard myself start to say that sentence to my 3-year-old, I had to really start thinking about the kind of person I am versus the kind of person I want my kid to get to be. I started wondering if I made crying into a good thing. So she was crying about something really important, you know, the way like 2-year-olds cry. They're just like, why the hell would you put my shoes on right now? You know, how could you have done this to me? And I was like, I'm gonna just embrace it. I was like, okay, keep crying. You gotta keep crying because your stuffed animals only drink tears. And so I lined up all of her stuffed animals, and I was like, you gotta keep it going. You gotta keep it going, because like the frog has not had a drink yet. And she was like, I'm trying. I'm trying to cry. And each one would get a drink, and then she'd be like laughing and crying. And it was this really proud moment in parenting where I had, you know, where I had found a space to be comfortable with something that I wasn't good at in terms of vulnerability, where I'd reconciled a part of myself that I didn't want to pass down. And you don't know if those things stick with your kids, those games, you know, that you play. And eventually she got too old for it, and she was like, I'm just gonna cry, like, don't line up the animals, like, back up off me, I'm just gonna weep over here. But you wonder if what your kid is gonna keep of the things that you teach them. And recently, her sister was crying, because her sister is now 2, and now she cries about when people put her shoes on or a coat on. But she was crying, and I was like, dude, we gotta get going, like, come on. And Adrian was like, no, keep crying. That's my oldest, that's my 7-year-old. She was like, because your toys, they only drink tears.
That was Allie Muldrow from Madison at an open mic Moth Story Slam in Madison. You can hear the full story and find more information at wisconsinlife.org. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Tyler Ditter.
You're listening to Wisconsin Today.